A new research led by the University of New South Wales has found approximately 200 school-endorsed Android apps have been harvesting children's data to third parties. These apps operate behind highly complex privacy policies, with many teachers and parents unaware of their security risks. To learn more, I spoke with senior lecturer at UNSW's School of Computer Science and Engineering, Dr. Rahat Masood.
So data is collected when an app is installed, right? So for example, when children or their parents are asked to use any app by the school, for example, they install this app and they create their login credentials. So as soon as they enter their username, their passwords, and they enter into the app to use their features, the data starts transferring as soon as possible. So what that data includes, it really depends on what app they are using. Some apps that we analyzed during this auditing, it includes data, for example, their network activity, their other apps that they're using, for example, what other apps are installed on their mobile phone, their contact details, for example, what contact ping there, other sensitive information like the gender of the child, the age of the child, the specifics of the parents. So all this type of information can be transferred, which is not exactly required by the app functionality, but it's unnecessarily details that are being used or stored on the app server.
Could you talk through the privacy policy findings?
So there was an article last year by ABC News in March 2024. It says that if actually you download these privacy policies or terms and conditions of these educational apps and print it and put it on a big wall, the whole wall will be covered. So based on this motivation, we try to find out what exactly these privacy policy looks like and what are in there. We did an analysis and we find out that these privacy policies have been written in a very highly technical way that a normal parent who is not tech savvy, they cannot understand these type of privacy jargons. For example, what is third-party analytics? What is advertising? What are trackers? What is identifiers? Identity management? So a normal parent with from different background other than a computer science background, even from the computer science background, it's very hard to understand what does it mean in terms of their children's privacy. So this is what we analyze, and we also find out that it's very unreadable. They are actually being written in a way that a normal parent can understand. So our analysis shows that according to the readability metric, these policies needs to be understandable only by a university graduate and not a college graduate. And normally, according to an Australian literacy level, most of the parents are a college graduate rather than a university graduate.
Rahat, I read in your article, found it interesting, hard-coded secrets, you and your team labeled it. What exactly is that?
So hard-coded secrets mean that because when you develop these apps, you use some sort of API, a third-party subscriptions, for example, Python library. Python is a programming library. Or you use a ChatGPT library for some sort of work, some sort of functionality. So when you use these APIs, you put your usernames and passwords or the API keys over there. API keys means like it's very specific to that developer that is using an app. So these are hard-coded in that. Imagine that you actually are writing an article and you put your username and password in that article and that you make it public. Anybody who has access to you that those username and password can log in into your system then. It's very similar to that. So if an adversary or an attacker wants to actually get to know about the app code, how is it being functioned, you can just simply look into those hard-coded secrets and try to log in into that API via your account and then can change the code, for example, or change the functionality or add more trackers to transfer the data to himself. So that's what it means by hard-coded secrets.
What do you think overall this whole situation, if we can call it that, it's relatively been unchecked by teachers, education systems, regulators. Like, what do you think is like the reason?
When we were doing this auditing, we look into the Department of Education websites, we look into New South Wales Education websites, we look into other states' websites as well, and we find out that they do actually have a quality assurance framework to use these apps, which these apps has to pass through before they recommend it to the schools. But the problem is that those quality assurance framework is very high level. They're not security and privacy focused. They focused on mostly the curriculum-based things. They focus on a generic risk management of the app, but it doesn't focus on what data, for example, is being collected by these app and how it could be used or whether it is allowed by the app or not to actually work as a correct functionality. So what is missing over there is that it's a very high-level quality assurance framework which doesn't have any security and privacy auditing done before recommending the app. So first thing. And the second thing is that teachers don't know about anything about security and privacy because these apps have been entrusted to them by the Department of Education and they assume that these are safe for the children. So teachers have limited limited to no knowledge about the security concerns. And same is for the parents. They do not have any security idea or privacy idea, but could it lead to, because these have been recommended by the school. So it is very important now to understand that it should be an approach coming from the upper level, which includes the Department of Education, to actually find out whether there is any privacy and security concerns over there in those apps, and try to audit the apps before recommending it to the schools, because schools might not have the enough resources to know about these technical details.
Okay, so this is the last question. So for future, what would you like to see change?
So the next step over here is that you know about the generative AI, and it's been extensively being now used by different states. And our high school children and year 5 and year 6 children are now started using chatbots, conversational bots, to do their homework, for example, or to actually know more about specific concepts of maths, English, literacy, science. But the problem is that those agentic bots, those AI bots, leads to several other issues, safety issues. For example, we have seen cases in the United States, we have seen issues in the UK and Canada, that this leads to behavioral issues or behavioral development issues in the kids. For example, emotional disbalance within the kid, societal harms over there, and thoughts that should not be there. So what we, our team is right now doing is analyzing those educational bots, conversational agents that are specifically designed for the children, for the education purposes, but it's hiddenly, it's not like that. For example, if I write something on my prompt that I'm very sad today because I got very bad marks in my math, and then your chatbot starts like, oh, no, don't worry, I'm with you. What do you want to do now? And then those type of interactions with those chatbots can lead to harm sometimes. So this is what my team is right now analyzing, and that's what the department should also look into, because it's not just a normal app now that is of concern, but also agentic AI sort of apps that could lead not just to the privacy concerns, but the safety concerns of the children too.
That was Dr. Rahat Masood from UNSW, ending the report.